Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from Perseverance Theater, and they are presenting their last show of their Anchorage season. The show is To Kill a Mockingbird, the most famous, probably only book by Harper Lee, now dramatized by Christopher Sergel, as performed by Perseverance Theater, directed by Art Roach, opening tonight, playing through May the 7th at the Discovery Theater Performing Arts Center downtown. We have three of the actors from the show here to talk about the show. We have Keith McCoy, who is no stranger to Anchorage. He performed in Raisin in the Sun recently, an excellent production, I must say. He's playing the part of Tom Robbins. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We also have Theo Hauck, who's playing the part of Dill. He's from Juneau, originally from Seattle, I believe. He's now living in Alaska, and he's playing the part of Dill. Welcome to the show, Theo.
Thank you.
We also have the actor playing Scout, Seth Copens, who is also from Juneau. And welcome to the show, Seth.
Thank you.
So I made a mistake. I said this is the only book by Harper Lee. We know that there was another one called Ghosts at a Watchman that just recently came out and caused a lot of controversy. But let's get back to Kill a Mockingbird. Keith, this is one of those books that everybody seems to know about. The movie was very famous with Gregory Peck many, many years ago, written by Horton Foote, who won an Oscar for that. But do we know what the story really is? Tell us what the story is of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, what they focused on in the play, you see Tom Robinson. It's the case of Tom Robinson and how it affects this community. It's a quiet little town, and they're not used to having some huge scandal like this. And so it's kind of how this town copes with it. Tom Robinson has been accused of raping a white woman, Mayella Yule, and Atticus Finch, one of the town's lawyers, has been asked to take on this case. And so you get that perspective of what's going on, and it's told through a child's eyes. So you see an innocent child, you know, and how they can be molded into being jaded, or, you know, you see how they grow into their opinions about race, about acceptance, just all those different things. This play gives you that.
And you mentioned a child's eyes, and,
yes,
and we're talking specifically about Scout, who is mm-hmm. Atticus Finch's child, and it's being played by Seth Copens. Seth, tell us about this part, the eyes that we see this play through. Tell us about this part.
Well, something that I really like about Scout is that, well, at the beginning, she kind of starts off as a little bit of a jerk, and she, like, she has a very low understanding, and, like, she even starts off the play, like, yelling at a boy, and who's making fun of her dad, and she gets really mad at him, because she doesn't really understand what her dad is doing, And yeah, just the evolution of her as she understands more and more about the world and about people and about racism, it's so awesome to me to just see her. It's
And this story, of course, takes place in Alabama, correct?
Macomb, Alabama.
Macomb,
yes.
Alabama,
a fictional town.
A fictional town where Harper Lee supposedly was based on her hometown.
One of the things, you know, Scout was just saying, or Seth was just saying, you know, by it being told through a child's eye, you see in the beginning with Scout that the child has an understanding of what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, these words are being thrown out and they're racist words.
Yeah.
You just know that this is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of interesting with the story, you know, as I read it, I was like, it's very simple. Like, life can be very simple. We're taught as children, treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's what Scout sees in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, this is wrong, this is right. And throughout the play, you get to see how there are circumstances, or Scout gets to see these circumstances mold how you think. And it affects what you see as what's right and what's wrong. And knowing what's right, and then you see someone do something wrong, it's like, how can you go on? I think Atticus has that line where he says, if I did something, you guys wouldn't respect me.
Yeah.
Something by the line. But it's Atticus knowing that he has to do the right thing or else his children won't respect him, because that's what he's trying to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to, in the beginning, when you first see Scout just has an understanding of what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting idea. So Scout, or Seth, we're talking about, you know the concepts, mm-hmm. but you don't know how they apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And through this play, you're starting to see how those ideas apply to real life.
Yeah.
Or how people ignore them.
Exactly.
They tell children to do one thing, but then they turn around, they do something else.
And let's get to Dill. Theo Houck, talk about your character somewhat.
Dill, you first meet him when he's come to town for the summer to visit his Aunt Rachel. He's grown up. His parents were really young. He was based on, the character actually is based on Truman Capote, who was good friends with Harper Lee when they were growing up and actually throughout their life. And so a lot of his background is very similar. He has his mom, Truman's parents, his dad was a thief and ended up in jail very early in his life. And his mom was really, really young. And so he went off and lived with his other extended family for a while. And then his mom married a rich man and he had to move back with her. And so you kind of see him go through this when he comes to stay with his Aunt Rachel for the summer. His mom, he says he doesn't have a dad. He's there for a little bit and then he leaves. And he comes back and he's run away from his home with this new guy and his mom. He is, despite coming from this kind of harder family situation, he spends a lot of time being very excited. He loves to tell stories. He's very high energy. He has a great time trying to enjoy life. But he's definitely a really emotional person, and he often, people have said, acts as kind of the conscience of the story as you go through. He's very open with his emotions, and you see him get very angry and very sad. And
interesting. I want to talk about the relationship between the two of you, a Scout and a Dill. But first, for those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are from Perseverance Theater's production of To Kill a Mockingbird, opening tonight, running through May the 7th. We have Keith McCoy, Theo Houck, and Seth Copens from the show. For those people who know the relationship between Harper Lee and Truman Capote, they know that Truman Capote could never have written In Cold Blood without Harper Lee, without Harper Lee's. So there must be, you're talking about this, talking about coming from the background of Harper Lee and her investing in her own life in this story. That relationship must be truly special between the two of you. You're nodding. This is radio.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Can you talk a bit about that? If you developed a relationship as characters in this play?
We definitely do. and as people, too, Seth and I have gotten really close. But
yeah.
I think they start out and they really bond right away. They pick on each other a lot, almost more like siblings than friends. But they're really close and they have a really good understanding of each other in that they know when to, you know, help each other up and when to comfort each other, when to make each other laugh. Mm-hmm.
And they complement each other in a way, too, where, you know, Dill is a little bit wiser than Scout. And so they help each other out. Dill informs Scout about the way things work, about Dill understands Atticus's vision and how to raise his kids and just different things. And you could tell in Forrest, he isn't here, but he plays Jim. But you can see how each child, they're a little bit wiser because of life. And so by them all being a little bit wiser than the next child behind them, you see how their relationship complements each other. How if you have an older sibling, your older sibling has been through things that you have not been through. So they kind of guide you through it. And that's kind of what you see with them. You see how Dill is a little bit older. And so Dill has a little bit more wisdom about the world than Seth or Scout does. And so you see how they share it with each other. But then Scout is still able to pull Dill into having fun, still playing like a child and letting go of whatever worries he may be having.
And you mentioned a third friend, correct?
Yes. That's Scout's older brother, Jim.
Okay. So we have the three kids who are learning about life. And so, but Keith, you're playing Tom Robbins, who the play is sort of centered around his life, his story. How do you approach that type of a character? Is it not a stereotypical character, I don't suppose, but it's, I mean, there's the play's about racism and you are being judged on that. What's your approach to your character?
Well, for one, I did a lot of research, a lot of reading of cases where someone was falsely accused of, whatever the case may be, raping a white woman or looking in a white man's eyes too long or, you know, whatever the case may be. I just read a lot of stories about that. And then you looked at, then I look at Tom Robbins, his situation where he's on trial for something that he didn't do. And how do you cope with that? How do I cope as Keith if I knew someone who I was being kind to, I was lending a helping hand to, actually lied on me? And because of my race, people automatically believe him. Atticus talks about there's a code that the white people in this community uphold, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, they uphold this code. And if anyone breaks it, such as a white woman being tempted by a black man, that code has been broken and the black man must die or the black man must be punished. And so knowing all these things, it's like, how do you function in this world? So like I was saying, I did a lot of reading on cases such as this, the Rosewood Massacre, the Scottsboro Boys. I was actually reading something the other day about four gentlemen in Chicago a few years ago. I can't remember how many years ago, but it was four gentlemen accused of raping a white woman, and it turned out to be false, but they did serve time because of it. So it's that whole situation of he said, she said, and then morals come into play. You have to do what's right, and you have to let go of this code. So with all of that in mind, I just try to look at the script and portray it honestly. How would you feel if you had an entire community against you, if no one believed you, and you knew no one believed you from the beginning, and even if they did, no one's going to say not guilty?
You bring up a really interesting point. We got 1 minute left to go, but you talked earlier about the idea of what's right and what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see how it's manifest in this play. Mm-hmm. You're talking right there about the abstract. What would it feel like to be judged? Not that you're black and they're white,
right,
but because they're judged.
Mm-hmm. And that's a human condition anyone can understand. If you're falsely accused of something that you know you did not do, that's a human, everybody understands that.
Yeah. And I suppose that's why this play, this story, has lasted this long.
Mm-hmm.
And is opening tonight at the Perseverance Theater.
Yes.
Discovery Theater, and is running through May the 7th. Fascinating discussion about this play. We could go on and on about
yes.
this idea, but we have to cut it short. I'm sorry. I want to thank my guests, Keith McCoy, who's playing Tom Robbins. Thanks for being on the show, Keith.
Thank you.
Theo Hauck is playing the part of Dill. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And Seth Copens, who's playing the part of Scout. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Steve Hunt. Until next time, this is KSKA Stage Talk.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.